Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Now let us study the Artha Lords for Cancer Rising. General principles. First of all, ascendant is Cancer, ruled by Moon. Therefore, everything in their work professional so be subject to a ton of moodiness. Cancer is Moon. Moon is fluctuating, waxing and waning all the time. So in their mind, they will be subject to a lot of moodiness. Doesn't matter what the profession is, they will bring moodiness to them. They will work on moods, they will work on intuition dominantly in any career path that they select. Okay, this is generic. Let us see the Lord of the Second, Leo, Sun. Sun also stands for the traditional fifth house, that is education. They like to study a lot. Sun also stands for thinking patterns. So the thinking pattern is dominantly centered around home, family, value systems. Cancer will not do anything as an ascendant unless it has some deep degree of value to them. They must perceive that value in their mind. Sun is shining there in the second house. Also, Sun stands for ego and popularity, isn't it? Therefore, their ego is attached to their family values. Everything is attached to the family. And the way they earn the wealth has to be very ethical, very integral. Otherwise, they will not do it. First of all, there is mood, and then there is the Sun, Lord of the second house. Wherever the Sun is placed, it varies. We shall do that later in case studies. Sixth house is ruled by Jupiter in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is all about guidelines, rules and regulations, large organizations, legal and judicial. That kind of work also Cancer ascendant might end up doing. But Jupiter here, as the Lord of Sagittarius, will dictate more of rules and regulations. So these people tend to bring a lot of rules and regulations into their daily routine. I must do it like this. A lot of structure about rules and guidelines. Not necessarily they might do it. You must understand that Jupiter is not necessarily a daily grind work like Saturn. Jupiter is more of providing guidelines, knowledge. So their good career path or daily routines for them, because work is merely nothing but daily routines, isn't it? For them, it will be more about providing guidelines. They will do well if they are told to provide guidelines, because that's the dominant drive of Jupiter in Sagittarius. The 10th Lord, as you can see there, is ruled by Mars, Aries. So they must initiate something. Aries is an initiator. We saw that earlier. Now you bring that to the 10th house for a Cancer ascendant. Wherever Mars is placed, it'll have a dominant impact of bringing something new, starting new ventures in your career. This will be for Cancer Ascendant. Doesn't matter if it's D1 or D10, they will start new ventures, okay? That will become their success path. Now, how much and what degree of success, a question most asked to me also, is determined by other aspects. But that does not mean that the signature disappears. Signature remains the same for life, since we are talking about natal chart and general energies here. So understand the career in terms of dominant drives and you will arrive at better conclusions. Okay. Now let's see how these characteristics play out. Now let's see the dominant characteristics for Cancer rising. The disposition, first of all. Cancer is nurturing, emotional, security oriented. Moodiness is of course there. These natives bring sensitivity, intuition and protectiveness into their careers. Think even fourth house. They'll often look for stability but also want to work that connects people to emotions or care. While deeply empathetic, they can also be moody or withdrawn if their professional environment feels unsupportive. Let us go through the influence of the career lord. Second house sun governs wealth, value, speech. The second house sun brings in pride, dignity and self-expression into financial and career matters. Income is tied to recognition because there is sun, respect, sun and sometimes leadership roles. They can be satisfied in leadership roles if they are working in that line. Depends upon the strength of the sun. Suppose sun for a Cancer ascendant is sitting in the 10th house as an example. Dominantly they can become good leaders because now their way of earning money is tied to their profession. Just an example. Mentally, the sun strengthens clarity and purpose in how they earn. Value system, dominant in second house as Artha Lord. Emotionally, they need validation and honor from their professional achievements. Sun is the king. It requires honoring. It requires that you admire this person for their earning, way they earn money, briefly. Sixth house lord is Jupiter in Sagittarius now. Governs daily routines, competition and service. Brings the wisdom and optimism, fairness into work. Conflict resolution. This is another good field for them. Conflict resolution, since they are emotionally intuitive. Mentally, Jupiter adds judgment, ethics and broad-mindedness to problem solving. Sixth house is the house of problem solving. How do you solve problems with your daily effort? That's 6th house, Virgo. Emotionally, they prefer careers aligned with integrity, teaching or guiding others. Like I said, Sagittarius and Jupiter, generally speaking, is providing guidelines. They are not here for grunt work. Stop giving Cancer ascendants grunt work. They will not do well. They will switch off. They can excel in advisory roles, like I said, education, professions connected with law and justice. Now, this depends if it's placed more in 9th house. Okay, and 9th house for Cancer ascendant is Pisces, isn't it? So they will be excellent at advising large organizations if Jupiter is placed there. 10th house lord, Mars, Aries, so initiator, governs authority, recognition and success. 10th house is essentially your view in the external world, how people see you in the external world and how you will recognize that. Light is shining most brightly in the 10th house. Sun is in the noontime. Brings drive, courage and initiative to career pursuits because it's ruled by Mars. It's a leader. It's a leader in the public world. Mentally, Mars sharpens focus and ambition. Also, they will use logic a lot in their 10th house, in their career, pushing them to lead or pioneer different enterprise. Emotionally, Mars fuels competitiveness and resilience. A lot of action-oriented drive in Mars, isn't it? In Aries, through impatience may bring conflict. Career growth comes through direct action, risk-taking and persistence. This will be the general path of it. Now let us conclude for Cancer rising. So what is the collective play of the lords and what is the career outlook for Cancer rising? Sun, Jupiter and Mars combine recognition, wisdom and drive. That's the essential signature of career path for Cancer ascendant people. This Cancer rising native, this makes them have an attitude of protective, emotionally invested, ambitious, and with a strong sense of duty. Where does this strong sense of duty come from? From Sun in the second house and Jupiter in the sixth house. Characteristics. Driven to achieve respect, Sun in the second house. The value system here is governed by respect. Solve problems ethically, Jupiter. Sun plus Jupiter, Sun in second and Jupiter, Lord of sixth house, gives them a good moral compass if other things are not damaged by Rahu and Ketu and so on. And push towards energy, forward-looking energy is Mars. Mars looks up, isn't it, as a planet. I've covered this in the Vedic Astrology course if you want to go through that. Mental style is strategic and principled, able to bring quick action with long-term vision. Emotional tone, they're sensitive but resilient. They crave appreciation and thrive when their authority is acknowledged because it is ruled by Moon, the rising sign. Career outlook, Cancer individuals with this 2-6-10 combination tend to excel in fields where leadership, teaching and guidance and action are combined. This is the signature you got to look for if you're a Cancer ascendant for your career. You need these aspects in order to bloom, in order to feel yourself. They fit well into government roles as a guideline, providing guidelines to government, law, education, administration, management, military, police, healthcare, or entrepreneurship. Now, this last four will depend upon where Saturn and Mars are placed, because military, police is Saturn and Mars typically. Healthcare may depend upon where Moon is placed. If its Moon is placed with Ketu, for example, entrepreneurship will require Sun and Mars placement in the 10th, for example, or in 12th. 12th is also the house of independent work. They seek careers that not only give them material stability but also allow them to protect, guide, and nurture others. They experience steady growth by combining emotional intelligence. That's the Cancer nature. If good planets are aspecting the Moon, with ambition, Mars, ethics, Jupiter, and pride, Saturn. So this will be the overall signatures for career paths for a Cancer ascendant. Next, we will look into Leo ascendant, next sign. In the meantime, if you find something, do share in the comment box. Love to hear from you. If you need a reading, get in touch with me over email and we can see how to unlock your career paths.